the medicine of compression is just as important as the medicine of whatever pill you're going to digest that day. My late mom actually started the company. She was a PhD bioengineer and had her MD in rehab medicine. We call it now fresh legs faster. Everyone has a different physiology. So some people have more leg muscle, some people have more fat. How do you get the same experience between individuals? And that's one of the things that really drives us every day, which is improving people's lives and experiences, no matter what your pursuit is, whether you're at the top of your game or you're trying to stay in the game or just wake up and not have all of your aches and pains kind of take over. We named the company after my late grandma, Norma. My little joke is we're just glad her name wasn't Mildred, because Mildred Tech doesn't have the same kind of ring to it.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey you guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're switching it up just a little bit. You guys know that I like to expose you to people who are doing the damn thing and, you know, trying to inspire you, but sometimes there's products that I use that I really like, and instead of me just kind of peddling and pushing them onto you, I like to bring someone on that is behind that product. So today I'm lucky enough to have with me Gilad Jacobs. He actually goes by G. He is the CEO of Normatec. If you guys don't know what Normatec is, you definitely gotta tune in for the full episode. For those of you that are using Normatec, you're in for a treat because we got a discount code coming at you. But first, let's hear from the man himself. Welcome to the show, G. Thanks for coming on, my dude.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is awesome. I'm like really, really glad that you took the time, or really appreciative that you took the time to hop on here. So we'll hop right into it. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about Normatec.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been CEO of Normatec for about 7 years now. And before that, I actually started our sports medicine division. We started off life as a medical device helping patients with severe circulatory issues, women after breast cancer and diabetic wounds that don't heal, venous insufficiency. And we were really knocking it out of the park from an increasing circulation perspective. And I said, there's got to be an application in sports. So we started down that road, and here we are today.
Gee, were you using the same kind of product, or what was that like?
Yeah, absolutely. So what Normatec really did when we got going, we named the company after my late grandma, Norma. My little joke is we're just glad her name wasn't Mildred, because Mildred Tech doesn't have the same kind of ring to it. And my late mom actually started the company. She was a PhD bioengineer and had her MD in rehab medicine, what they call a physiatrist. And she was able to marry really the two disciplines together. And when she started seeing patients as chief of rehab at this huge hospital in New Jersey back in the late 90s, and she needed a way to help increase circulation, this concept made sense to her. And when she tried out all of these different pumps that have been on the market since the 1960s, which is like eons in the medical world, she tried them all out, and the technology really wasn't working the way she wanted it to for her patients. So she stripped it all down, and she realized that the medicine of compression is just as important as the medicine of whatever pill you're going to digest that day. So what we ended up doing is looking at how the body moves fluids when we're healthy and happy and things are moving naturally. And we incorporated that into a technique that you can put on your body and feels really good.
It feels amazing. I've been using Normatec for a few years now. I've been fortunate enough to come across it as a product. Why don't you actually, because I know there are some people out there that don't know what Normatec is. You want to tell them kind of what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're the leaders in rapid recovery. When you really break it down, we're a system that you can put on your arms, legs, and or hips, and it inflates with air around your limbs, increasing circulation and mobilizing fluid in and out of your body. In a very expedited way. It also feels really good. So not only is it very effective, but it feels really good. And we can use it in a couple different areas. On the PT side, when you're coming back from an injury post-op, you want to reduce the swelling in the joint, let's say. You want to increase the circulation. You want to feel good. We do a really great job at that. And a lot of physical therapists and other clinicians around the country have begun to introduce that into their practice. And where we started to really hit our stride and kind of got some of the LA lights, so to speak, you know, our name up in lights. I know you're from La La Land over there, is when we started hitting things in the NBA, NFL, NHL, so pro teams and top college programs, where they were using it to get their guys and girls, get their legs right after practice, yeah. after games. And we call it now fresh legs faster. So if we can do something when you're really banged up and messed up and injured, it's a no-brainer to help your legs get right after a hard workout or after a game.
That is such a great tagline, fresh legs faster. Love it. That's like going into title or something somewhere. That's awesome. I wanted to actually just tease something out there. You guys listening, actually two things I wanted to tease out there. One, Normatec, the system isn't just for your legs. I actually didn't know about this until I started using it at the Dodgers Recovery Center that's actually nearby where I live. They have arm attachments and the hip attachments, which is pretty cool because, I mean, the boots themselves are amazing, but it is nice if you are looking to help out with recovery in other areas. They do have these other attachments. And the second thing I wanted to touch on is that this product isn't just for sports teams, right? So G was saying that it's really taken off once they you know, hit the NBA and such. But we should be seeing more of this in clinics. And that's one of the main reasons I actually reached out to Normatec, because I think it's a tremendous opportunity for all you guys listening out there. You know, we're in this cash-based revolution right now, and people are trying to find other ways of income, other ways of helping people, and really getting into more of a wellness model as opposed to this kind of like, oh, once things are broken, let's see what we can do. And so having these kind of recovery centers or having these offerings at your facility is an awesome, awesome thing. Yes, we can use it post-op, like G said, which is perfect, but we can also use it because we are training a lot or working with a lot of people that are in that performance realm, and you know, all of our runners when it comes to like marathon season and things like that. You can absolutely have this product and offer it as an upsell or offer it as, you know, a side package at your practice, whatever that may look like. So I want you guys, when you're listening to this, to be like, oh, there are other things that we can do with it, and just because I see it used in this one way doesn't mean I can't bring it into the clinical setting. So,
and absolutely, I think that's one of our fastest growing markets too, because clinicians are looking to switch it up, like you said, yeah. cash-based revolution or evolution, right? Which is naturally where things are going to go, because
exactly.
with healthcare being what it is, people that want access to the best technology and the best care are willing to pay for it. And if you can give them a product offering, a technology offering, it's maybe different than something they haven't seen before, something they haven't been able to get access to, something that the pros are using, but bringing down to a level that yep. they can easily access, unbelievable results clinically, but also from a marketing perspective. And you know, who doesn't need to do more marketing and do it to the best of your ability these days?
It's a no-brainer. I want to jump on what you said there about technology. You guys came out with a 2.0 version or 2.0 series not too long ago. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're super stoked about this. It took close yeah. to 3 years of development, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Long nights went into this one. And it's the first system of its kind in the world to have a connected Android and iOS app, which allows
Amazing.
You to not only use your phone as a remote control, but also upload your session data right to some of these really great fitness tracking websites like Strava, like Training Peaks, to be able to kind of note what's going on. And that's really important from a performance standpoint or from a rehab standpoint. You need to be able to track what's going on. There's so many inputs, right? So it's only a time of yeah. the year. It's how you're feeling. How's your sleep? What's going on with your nutrition? What's going on with your workout? What's happening with your recovery? And if we can kind of aggregate all this data in a way that's viewable, from a historical perspective, and you can start to see, well, I peaked here and I should have peaked here. I thought I was going to peak here. I'm feeling good, or actually more prone to injury at this point. Recovery kind of plays that really next big important thing. And, you know, you start looking at all the pros, and like you said, it started with the pros. We look at all of possible customers as like a pyramid. So that top 1% pro, college, elite, amateurs, they're at that top 1-2%. And then it kind of trickles down from there. And if you look at really any sport, effort that an athlete will do, they're always trying to improve whatever they got going on. And mm-hmm. we just keep it in the legal realm. So we're not talking about, you know, performance enhancing drugs or anything like that. Typically, people have focused on four areas historically to improve performance. The one is going to be that area of coaching. You know, if I get a better coach this year, whether I'm a basketball player, I'm a runner, triathlete, I'm going to be able to do better. And that's important. And it absolutely is. And that stuff's been dialed in and continues to be dialed in. Number two is training, right? We don't just run laps anymore mm-hmm. until we drop. It's all about that combo of what's happening with movement and mobility, what's happening with strength and conditioning, what's happening with cardio, and putting it all together in a plan that works. The third one is nutrition. So much more advanced. I mean, back in the day, people, even 10 years ago, were running marathons on a big stomach of carbs the night before and drinking water and thinking that that's going to take them to the promised land. And it just, you know, it doesn't. We're smarter now, thank God.
Yeah.
And the last one is gear. Some sports are more gear intensive. Some sports are more gear light. But gear has improved as well in order to complement your performance efforts. The question is, what's next? And recovery has always been, you know, you said to someone recovery 10, 15 years ago, and they would say drug or alcohol. And 5 years ago, you say athlete recovery, and they would go, oh, okay, you're injured or you're rehabbing something. You're trying to get back to normal. And now we're seeing recovery as a means of performance. So we're so proactive about our workouts, and we're so proactive about what we can do to increase our strength during our prep phases. But we're very still kind of relaxed in a way and very passive about our recovery. So if you can figure out something that you can implement into your routine that's highly effective, that feels really good, and that makes you feel like you're getting to that next level, recovery can be a very important part from a performance perspective as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like you guys are really leading the charge with that. And like you said, it's the next thing. We're seeing it with products like Hyper Ice and Hyper Volt, things like that. And it's like, it's a no-brainer. The better you can recover, the faster you can recover, the faster you can get back to doing the things and getting hitting those other four, or at least I guess other two or three points that you had made within that four-pronged approach there.
Sure.
In terms of data, G, what kind of data are you collecting from Normatec sessions?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So we're able to right now track everything that pertains to your session. So when you did it, how long you were doing it, some of the features that are involved with it, what level, timing, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really going to give us a great platform as we continue in the months and years ahead to continue to add even more stuff, real-time data of how your body's performing in conjunction with the session. To really give a more customized approach. And that's really where all of this data stuff is driving, how to make it more customizable and real world mm-hmm. time so that you can really get, it's easy to say it's one size fits all or one size fits most. And here are some general protocols. And it's been very effective for us that way. But as you move forward, being able to do more of that is really the eye on the prize for just about every tech company that's trying to push the pace.
I love it. It makes sense. What gets measured gets improved. And even if like right now you're not sure, you know, as a listener, let's say you're not sure like, well, how would I use this data? The fact that you have it and then you can start noticing trends, you can start taking that into consideration with the other data that you have coming in with how are my sessions? You know, people are loving that Whoop band, things like that. You can put all this together and then be like, hey, yeah, my recovery is different than my best friend's. And I have data on this now and I know how to optimize that, which is what we're all looking to do. So this is amazing, Jim.
Well, I love it. And I'll throw out one other thing that you start to touch on a little bit, which is not only from the rehab perspective and also the recovery perspective, but what can we do to be preventative? And one of the things that we're constantly hearing, so a great example is the Kansas City Chiefs. They built these, we have about 25 of them, recovery rooms around the different leagues where it's a destination for these athletes to go and actually get their legs right. And one of the things we keep hearing is it's actually reducing the number of injuries that we're having. And it totally makes sense if you just look at it, right? Because if you're really sore, let's say you did quads that day, and the next day you have to go back and lift something, you're not going to bend at the knees and do the right biomechanics in order to get that load up. You're going to recruit from other muscle groups, and that's when you start wrenching your back. So, and that's just one, you know, kind of basic example, but the whole concept there is really what can you do to help prevent injury, not just take your game to the next level. So it's all related. The thigh bone is really connected to the knee bone.
What? Are you sure? That's so good. Gee, could you take us a little bit deeper into the product itself? So there's the pulsing, gradients, distal release, things like that, where if someone hasn't used this before, they're not going to know that it has these features. And this is, I mean, once you guys use it one time, you're like, what have I been doing with my life before this? But could you just expand to them a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have different size boots. If you're somebody like Simone Biles on Team USA Gymnastics, or you're someone like LeBron James, or someone in the NBA, we're going to have some overall different size boots, but we typically have one or two sizes that fit the majority of the population. But then we wanted to get really smart about it, right? Because not everyone, even if you're in a similar range, everyone has a different physiology. So some people have more leg muscle, some people have more fat, some people have more lean. How do you get the same experience between individuals? So when you first put the Normatec on, whether it's your legs, your hips, or your arms, and you hit go, it's automatically going to take the first minute or so and contour that attachment to your limbs. Even if you have your own system at home, or you're in a clinic setting and you keep going back to it, and your injury progresses, right? You progress in your rehab, you progress in your post-op rehab, and say your knee was the size of a grapefruit, now it's gone down, you're still going to get the same experience. So that's really important, to get something that's custom right off the bat without having to use too much Velcro that never really ends up working out the way that people want it to. So then the second thing is, it's going to begin distally in the foot or the hand, and it's going to begin to pulsate. And what we did is we looked at the body, and when we're moving naturally, we're feeling great. We're running the bus stop, we're running out on the field. We have these really great processes in the body to mobilize fluid. In fact, the gastrocnemius soleus complex, right, the calf muscle complex, is acting as a heart down below. And every time you push off your toes, it's propelling you forward, and it's acting as a heart to move that fluid up. And that's why if you're non-ambulatory, you're in a wheelchair, we've all had grandmas and grandpas with these swollen ankles, it's just because stuff is pooling, right? So we need to mobilize that. So that pulsating contraction made a lot of sense. And we said, let's put that down on the whiteboard. That's going to be an interesting one to come back to. And the second thing that goes on is, when gravity, you're moving fluid up, gravity wants to bring that back down. So in our veins and lymphatic channels, we have these really great one-way valves. And that helps with directionality and creates kind of a flow in the right direction, so to speak. So we said, let's incorporate that as well. So as the Normatec begins, we have multiple zones in the legs and the arms and the hips, and each one will kind of fire depending on what overall pressure you have it at, and it'll pulse on and off for about 5 pulses per zone as it moves up the leg. And let's say it's pulsing in the knee, it's actually holding a higher pressure in the leg, in the foot, in the calf, not allowing that fluid to go down. And then as it's working proximally, it's going to release way down below distally. It allows the leg to refill, you get a better purchase the next go around, and we're able to see a rush of arterial flow as well. So not only are we moving venous and lymphatic return app, but we're able to see movement the other way as well. So it's really a dual delivery system.
It is unreal. And you guys, this is why I brought him on, because this is a person who's at the helm of the company and he knows what he's talking about. It's not just someone that's up top and like looking to make money. This guy is involved. He understands the science. He's been involved in the company for 100 years now. And I just, gee, this has been an awesome conversation. I was like, as soon as we hopped on beforehand, I was like, my dude gets it. This is going to be a good one. So,
well, I appreciate the opportunity and the platform. And yeah, it's all about education and just helping people out that maybe needed, you know, a little extra hand. So that's what we do.
I love it. In terms of education, G, is there like I said, I've used it. It's very straightforward. Is there what you would consider a learning curve to using this? How do you help, if it was the average Joe that was to go and purchase this, can they learn how to use it?
Yeah.
How easy is it?
So that was a really big question that we had in the early days as we were starting up our e-commerce. Because before you go into a pro team, and we know all the athletic trainers and clinicians there, and you know, we walk in and we shake hands and we'll show people how to do it very hands-on. So we weren't sure in the beginning what was going to happen. What was that learning curve, and how can we really affect the best possible outcomes and not allow people to get frustrated in the beginning? And it turns out that you can go over very quickly the mechanics of the system, and this, you know, connector goes into this tube, and we make it very, very easy to navigate the system. Mm-hmm. And we give you overall protocols to use, and then it's up to you, just like anything else. If you want more pressure, less pressure, we give you all the controls right in your hands. So being able to do this, there's some videos that are out there and the instruction manual, quick start guide, all that stuff, but you really put it on, you figure out how to connect up the connectors just by yourself sitting there, and then you're off to the races. And you can make some slight tweaks based on how you're presenting and what your personal preferences are, but overall it's going to feel really good, and you can kind of really just do it right out of the box with no instruction.
Super, super simple, you guys. Like, it's very, very simple. In terms of demographic, G, so we got athletes using it. We're looking, trying to push it more into that clinical space. Is there anyone else that you guys are thinking of marketing to, have marketed to, would like to see it kind of be marketed to?
Yeah. So, people ask us all the time, you know, how many products do you have? And when we start to break it down and we look at, well, everyone has circulation that we want to improve, whether you're an older individual who just wants to feel better and have fresher legs, or you're an athlete who just competed and want to get, you know, to where you want to be, or post-op rehab, it kind of really runs the continuum, so to speak, of it being applicable in just about every situation, regardless of sex, regardless of age, regardless of ability and focus on sport or whatever has got going on. We're doing some really interesting stuff on the military side of life, which is really cool. You mentioned the clinical side, outpatient clinical stuff. We have a robust medical side as well, where we're seeing patients with really severe issues. And I think the most exciting and also the largest population are those individuals that didn't know that they could get better access to feeling good rather than just putting your legs up on a couch or something like that.
Yes.
And when you break it down to its really lowest common denominator and people say, what is this? Give me not even your elevator pitch. Just give me the one sentence. It's like your own in-house massage therapist that you can utilize every single day. And the session costs at that point, even if you're using it at home, it's like $1 a session. So who wouldn't want a 24-hour massage therapist on hand living in your house that charges you $1 per massage? And here's the other really cool thing. All of these other recovery techniques and tools that are out there either cost a ton of money, or if they're more affordable, you really have to do a lot of work to get the benefit out of it, right?
Yeah.
We seem to check a lot of the boxes with the technology, and it wasn't by accident. We worked hard to position it this way and to get it this way. But the Normatech does the work to you, as opposed to you having to do the work to the system or to the device or to the modality. And it's really easy. So we're not creating more time in a given day. We are already strapped with not having enough to do and having to multitask like whoa these days. But when you can actually sit there, everyone is sitting for at least a half an hour doing something. You could be getting back to emails. You could be on the couch taking a nap. You could be drinking a protein shake. You could be watching TV or on Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is. Someone is going to have the opportunity. And if we can kind of thread that needle and give them an opportunity to get their legs right while they're already doing whatever it is, it's really the ultimate in multitasking.
Absolutely. Like, he's hit the nail on the head so many times there. So definitely for my audience listening, we know passive modalities, you're not going to get active results where it's always going to fix you and heal you and never need anything else. But as an adjunct to the rest of everything you're doing, this makes total sense. And you guys know that I'm all about modalities. I think that whatever you can use is going to help promote your recovery, promote, you know, more movement. Let's do it. And that's probably one of my favorite parts about Normatech. You guys know I'm all about that social media life. You can sit there and you could be on social media and be getting recovery when you're using, you know, other products, like G said, you have to actually use them. You got to hold them, you got to position yourself and like be on top of this thing. This is awesome because you're just sitting there. It's not an added thing to your day. So I love that. You dropped that word in there, G. So I'm going to ask you straight up,
what
are we looking at? What are we looking at in terms of cost?
Yeah, absolutely. So the machine and two boots, and we have some different models depending on the sophistication and how much rehab ability you want in there. The idea is the more basic model, the Pulse system, is going to start machine two boots at $1,295, and we have payment plans along with that. And again, if you break it down to the cost per session, it's very, very low.
Yeah.
You can add more attachments at the time that you buy or a la carte later. So if you're not sure if you want the hip or the arms at that time, you can always add those later. And we also have our Pro model. Everything is commercial grade, but the Pro system gives you the ability to have a full integrated touchscreen, along with, most importantly, the ability to customize the experience all up and down the leg of the arm. So every single zone of the Normatech is customizable from a time and pressure. And that really comes into play if you want the most out of your recovery, or if you're in a clinical setting and you have someone present, let's say, with a knee or an ankle, you want to be able to focus attention, still do the whole limb, because you got to push it all out to your core so that you can metabolize it and get rid of all that fluid, but focus real attention, time, and pressure over certain areas. So we have that ability. And I know our teams were able to get together and put together a coupon code for your listeners. So if you use Maestro 19, you're gonna be able to get $50 off, and we'll make sure we get your unit shipped out ASAP.
Awesome. You guys listening, act sooner as opposed to later. The code's only good for 2 weeks, so get your shop on. Where can they get their shop on? What's the website, my dude?
NormatechRecovery.com. And easy, if you're unsure, if you have questions, if you're thinking this and maybe it's something else, if you want to know how to best utilize it, if you're a clinician and want to know how do I get people in the door to use it, call us. The website information, you can email in. Phone number is right there. We got a whole team called the bullpen at the office, and they're here. They really are those individuals who love talking to customers on the phone, potential customers, connecting. Tell us your story. Tell us who you are, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Amazing. You guys, I'll link all of that in the show notes, normatechrecovery.com, Maestro19. And if you head to the website, you will be able to call in. And I'm going to encourage you to do that so this way you can get your questions answered. Before I let you go, Mr. G, I got one more question for you.
All right.
I ask everyone this, so.
Uh-oh.
Is there anything that you'd like to leave the people with? Could be Normatech related, life related, otherwise, anything.
Oh, man. Well, Jerry Springer used to say, be kind to one another, so I could always go with that one. You know, I think in the end, it's all about questioning the status quo and what your current reality is. And is there a way to potentially make some small adjustments to improve your reality? And that's one of the things that really drives us every day, which is improving people's lives and experiences, no matter what your pursuit is, whether you're at the top of your game or you're trying to stay in the game at an amateur level as you get older, or just wake up and not have all of your aches and pains kind of take over. Question what the possibilities are. If Normatech is the tool to help get you there, that's awesome. And if not, just keep asking those questions, because an informed consumer, an informed individual is really the most lethal and best type of individual out there. So just keep asking those questions.
I love it. G just dropped the mic for you guys. That was awesome. Awesome, awesome. G, thank you. Really, I'm going to wrap it up because I think you've delivered everything. If they have any more questions, they can reach out to via the website. So thank you. This was really awesome, my dude. Appreciate you. I appreciate the company and everything that you're doing to push things forward and keep asking those questions. So thank you.
Thank you, Maestro.
Yeah, I love it. You guys out there, thank you. I know you could have been doing anything, and you chose to listen to us. And for that, we are endlessly, endlessly appreciative. I got one more ask for you guys. You know what it is. If you like the show, give me some stars, preferably 5. If you loved it, subscribe. It does help people to find the podcast. All right, officially signing out this time. Until next time, friends, G and Maestro